here we go. Hold your ears, folks. It's showtime.
Meanwhile,
All right, let's do it.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside. Come inside. This is totally useless. This is totally useless movie trivia. And I am DJ Mike, and we are proud to.
Come on, you're doing good.
I can't think anymore.
Well, this is Paulie D's Nuts.
Really?
Over here.
Paulie D's Nuts.
Look, normally on this on this movie trivia thing, we like to try a bunch of different
characters
and voices, you know.
But this is the same recurring one.
Add a different flavor, but this week's about Bobby D.
Friday nights on NBC.
No one can do Bobby D.
Robert De Niro.
Like we.
Jessica Lange. Joe Pesci.
Remake.
They are the Defenders.
They're goddamn right.
That's right. Join us as Bobby D plays Iron Fist.
So we're going to do the completely top 10 useless trivia.
You could do like a Joe Pesci voice.
I can't do it. I can't fucking. You want me to talk like him? I can't talk like him. You like this? Is he like this? You like fucking Ratso? You like fucking, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm thinking about it, Ratso.
Like talking really, really, really fast. Yeah, yes. Really, really, come on.
Absolutely.
Right, so I could try to do it like this really quickly.
Hey!
Hey, you know. So, yeah, it could be like Bugs Bunny on crack. You know,
Nah.
So we're going to do the Bobby D K Fear all the way through on the 10s.
Traffic to weather together.
That's right. That's how we're going to do it this time. And so, yeah, there we go. So we're going to just hop right into number 10.
Absolutely. Let's do this.
All right. Ready? Jessica Lange accepted her role to work with Bobby D and Martin Scorsese.
Interesting side note.
Yeah.
Robert De Niro and Martin Scorsese don't like each other.
Wow, why is that?
I don't know. Something to do with Jessica Lange, three bottles of champagne.
So you're saying Chaplin and the pufferfish from the Shark Tale movie don't get along?
No, they get along just fine.
All right. So
they get along just fine. I was just trying to make with the, what do you call it there?
The goofyism?
No, not the goofyism. The C word in there. I can't think right now. I'm
the
DJ.
The cuntismal?
Yes, that's what I was thinking. Yeah.
Well, what I wanted to talk about is that it says that Jessica Lange accepted a role to work with those two, but what doesn't make the sense to me is no shit. That's pretty much what I'm trying to get with here. Is no fucking shit. She was in the movie, so that means she accepted a role. It wasn't like Bobby D had a gun pointed at her fucking head and said,
"It's an amazing piece of movie trivia." Let me tell you that.
Yeah.
Because accepting a role to work with De Niro and Scorsese is like a fucking no brainer, honestly. But when Jessica Lange does it, that's movie news.
That's fucking history. So I understand it, but still, it's like no fucking shit. She's in the movie. Of course, she accepted the fucking role.
Conflict. I was trying to create unnecessary conflict.
Okay, I got you. So let's get to number 10.
Number 9.
Let's subtract and then go to number 9.
Right.
All right, so the note that is broken on Nick Nolte's grand piano is an A 2 octaves above middle C.
That means that it's on the right-hand side.
Well, you know, for someone for me that don't know a fuck all about music, musical numbers and notes and instruments and stuff, I don't really give a shit. It doesn't.
You have three sections, low, mid, and high.
Yeah.
And then you have the octaves. So you have, A, B, C, D, E, F, and G. And then you have A, B, C, D, E, F, and G. And then A, B, C, D, E, F, and G.
Hey.
And then an octave where it says middle C is the middle C.
Yeah.
It's kind of like in the middle of the piano, almost. And then two octaves, C, A.
All right, well, All right, well, don't.
That's what I'm saying.
Don't build me the piano. Just play me the fucking song.
Exactly.
Okay.
And who gives a fuck if the note is broken?
Exactly.
Who's got to hear it anyways? Right. Throw that piano out the window. Hey, got to do what?
You know who could fix it?
I don't care.
Bobby fucking D.
No, the piano man. Billy Joel.
Billy Joel ain't bad.
Yeah,
he ain't bad, but he got to lick two candles around the block 15 times before he can get up to Bobby D.
Doesn't matter.
All right. No, number eight.
Number eight.
All right.
Got the big countdown top 10 movie trivia.
All right, you want to do this one? You want to do it?
The thick accent that Robert De Niro used to play Max Cady reportedly gave Martin Scorsese the creeps as a joke. Bobby D would call Scorsese's house, leaving voicemails as Max Cady, probably disparaging his wife and kids along the way because they're a bunch of fucks.
I'd love to be a part of that. You know, just call me. Hey, Marty. Guess who this is, Marty?
Hey, Martin. It's Bobby D.
Marty.
I'm just sitting here in your house smoking your cigars, having my way with your wife.
And you know what? He can't say no. You know why? Because he's Bobby fucking D.
Bobby D. I could get in anybody's house at any time.
All right, so number seven.
Number seven.
All right. Bobby D did a lot of working out several months before the movie and during the shoot to make him the muscular Max Cady, which reportedly took his body fat percentage down to 3.
Strange but true story. I was just saying, that's a strange but true story.
I wanted to look in your
eyes.
You
thought I was going along with that?
I wanted to look in your eyeballs and just see if you believed it.
You know, maybe I was going to go with the tattoos thing.
I mean, 3%, but 3%, damn, that's, you know, I'd like to get some 3% milk. Okay.
They only come in 2%.
Yeah, because they're picky.
Or whole fat. Or fat whole milk.
Yeah, it's like I want something.
I keep breaking that up.
I want something between the 2 and the D.
Give me,
you know,
2.5%.
So shouldn't the C be the 3% milk?
Tactically, it should be like a 10%er.
So that's what I'm trying to get at.
And you want the D, so
yeah, I love the D. I love the Bobby D.
Uh huh.
Not the Sunny D.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
You love the D.
I know what you're trying to get at there, but there ain't no
purple.
No,
drink.
There ain't no homo erectus primordial bullshit coming
sugar,
on over here.
Water.
All right.
Purple.
So number six.
Number six.
Bobby D paid a dentist. Listen to this. Bobby D paid a dentist $5,000 to make his teeth look suitably bad for the role of Max Cady. After filming, guess what he did? You guess.
He bit a midget. I don't know. What did he do, buddy?
He paid 4 times that. $20,000 to have them fixed.
Well, he could fucking do that. He is a real...
He's committed. It kind of reminds me of...
Yeah, he's committed.
Oh, someone tried to copy him
Loony
with that.
Big committed.
You know that Jim Carrey goofball?
Yeah.
When he was in that Dumb and
Knock
Dummy.
That fucking tooth
that,
right
that,
out.
That Dumb Dummy guy movie.
Yes.
He had a chipped tooth. From childhood, because, you know, he was being a smart ass and someone bitch smacked him.
Uh-huh.
So he had them just take off the little chippy chip, and then he had the little fakey, you know, the open hole, so he looked more stupid.
Right.
And it worked, because the movie wasn't just dumb. It was dumb and dumber.
Dumberer.
Well, then there was the two, you know,
dumber
like 20
dumberer.
Years later. But, yeah, you feel what I'm saying, you know. So, all right, so we
number
got,
five.
Number five. All right, you want this one? You want to take it?
The scene where Robert De Niro sits on the brick wall. He actually sits in front of a blue screen where the fireworks were later? They were added later in production.
I call bullshit on that. Do you know why?
Why?
Because wherever Bobby D is, there's always going to be fireworks.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, especially if he starts clapping and laughing. With a cigar in his mouth, with a stogie.
That's usually in a movie theater.
Oh, it's going to be fireworks.
Uh-huh.
Just like people banging in an old Western.
Ah.
Fireworks.
Always. Like Johnny Dangerously.
Yeah. Like, at first it starts off with the deep, you know, huggy kiss, and then there's fireworks,
and then
it cuts to them putting the boots back on.
Yes, it fades off into the sunset. And then there's darkness.
Yeah.
Fireworks happen.
Yeah.
And then you see them smoking a cigarette.
Yeah. And then all that's thanks to Bobby D.
Yes.
All right.
Bobby D.
All right. So number four.
Four.
Bobby D was tattooed with vegetable dyes, which incidentally fade after a few months.
What kind of vegetable dies? Like rutabaga?
I like to know because, you know, sometimes I might want to get something a little kinky and then I might get tired of it after a while.
Like radish. What if a radish could, you could dye yourself
See, the
radish.
Problem is if you use a radish, you might give you a rash.
Beets. How about beets? Because they stain everything.
Hey, that beats a rash. So
that's a funny joke, my friend.
I got every once in a while.
And just remember, it's got to be 80 degrees tomorrow. Chance of rain, about 1%.
Hey, occasionally the sun does shine on this man's funny bone.
And the traffic is okay. Good flow through I-65.
Speaking of flows, number three is about Juliet Lewis.
Yeah, you already gave it away. Might as well just continue on with number three.
All right, so Juliet Lewis, she developed a crush on Bobby D. No fucking shit. I mean, come on.
I'm still in love with the man.
Come on.
I've only touched him once.
I got a chub from a Bronx Tale still. You know what I mean?
I mean, come on.
During the scene in drama class, one scene, that's all it took, and she was in love with him.
And she got a boner.
Goddamn right. Look. Okay, I know there's rumors floating around, but look at the Jodie Foster. We all hear the rumors that she's into the clam. She likes the clam.
That's not a rumor, my friend.
But I'll tell you what. Taxi Driver, Bobby D, fuck that. That she would pick Bobby D over any clam any day of the
fucking
week.
I don't know. She was a little young at Taxi Driver, my friend. That tells me a lot that you're weird. Anyways, the whole clam bit going on, like Jodie Foster, Ellen DeGeneres, and Portia de Rossi. You know, scissor sisters.
Damn, I'd like to be a part of that chowder.
Maybe Juliet Lewis is involved with that, too.
All right, so why don't you take number two?
Number two. Robert De Niro researched sexual predator crimes for the part and suggested the scene where his character bites the victim.
You know, I can respect that because that's kind of like that Marv Albert, you know, because he got kind of bitey with his hoes.
He did. He's a bitey little fuck.
He had the pros and he liked to bite them.
I'm going to call you bitey.
You know, and then go talk about Michael Jordan some more.
He also liked to dress in women's lingerie. You know? Specifically, he liked to wear the fishnet nylons with the garter belt.
Hey.
And he liked the girls to beat him. He also wore wigs.
Hey. When he's floating his boat, he also wants to get a bite.
Hey, man, when you're into your thing, who cares what everybody else is doing? Just do it, right?
Did you get it? I made a reference to fishing and boating.
Yeah, I got it.
And it all like did circular, like the Lucas-y circular ringy thingy.
When you're floating your boat, the tuna's running free.
And there we go. All right, so let's come down to number one.
It all comes down to this.
All right.
The number one.
That's right.
Trivia.
This is like the most useless piece of shit ever.
No, we've had worse.
There has been, the body count in this movie is 5, including the fucking dog.
They had to kill the dog.
They
killed
the
rabbit in that other movie.
And look, but see, the count is off because they're going to count Bobby D. Bobby D don't die. Bobby D lives forever.
He fucking will die in that movie.
That was a joke. That was a joke.
It was a body double. There's still 5 people
dying. I swear,
dying.
That was a joke. It just, he doesn't want to hog the spotlight.
I think you're just taking this movie thing too seriously.
Look.
He didn't die for real. He just died in the movie.
Look, he had the vegetable dyes on his skin, so it looked like blood. It looked like he died. He did not die. Bobby D is forever.
Taking this movie a bit too seriously.
Okay.
Everybody has an expiration date, my friend, from milk to frozen chicken.
Hey.
And people.
And look, for a moment, I thought that Bobby D had an expiration date when he was in a movie called Little Focus. But
we're getting there with his movie career, at least.
But he proved something afterwards. He's proved it time and time again because he got this grandpa right here. He got dirty one time.
Yeah, that movie wasn't that great, my friend.
But he knew how to masturbate and watch black porn.
That's
no one knows how to do it like Bobby D. No
still,
one jerks off to black porn like Bobby D.
You really put him on a pedestal, don't you?
Hell yeah! All right,
they should rename him Jack.
Jack what?
Jack Napier.
Oh, you got jokes. All right. So, for completely, totally,
I was gonna go with the obvious and jacking off.
And unfathomably useless movie trivia for the film Cape Fear, starring, of course, the one and only Bobby D. I am
and Nick Nolte,
Pauly D's nuts,
and Juliette Lewis, and of course Jessica Lange.
Jessica Lange.
Jessica Lange.
All right, so I'm going to say arrivederci.
Arrivederci. That's a lie.
Because it's like a clan of Italian-y, and De Niro's Italian-y, so it kind of fits.
Arrivederci.
Yeah, arrivederci.
All right. Bonsoir.
A river deer chief.
Yes. River deer chief.
Bah.
he who hangs with deer.
The accent just changed like so many times that
you,
last time.
You went from a Joe Pesci accent back to weird New Yorker style mafia accent to like a deeper style mafia accent.
Going Cato now, don't dang down, but don't.
Yeah. Now you're talking in. I just went and did it myself. Talking.
Coming soon to useless movie trivia. Swedish Chef. Burk, burk, burk.
This Friday.
Burk, 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 burk.
Sorry. This. In 1 week, we have a very special episode of totally useless movie trivia.
Burk, burk.
Swedish Chef.
Burk, 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 burk.
I'm trying to do it so that you can do the thing in between where I'm trying to be serious. Like, and I couldn't think of. It's a very special episode of totally useless movie trivia. Swedish Chef. God damn it.
Furper derper.
Swedish Chef confronts his best friends about their drug and alcohol abuse. All new this Monday on Totally Useless Swedish Chef Trivia.
I think we should end it. Bye bye.
Good show! Jolly good show! Jolly good show indeed!
Hakuna Matata, bitches!
This is the Cinescape Movie Podcast. We thank you for listening to the show, and if you have any questions or comments, you can email us or tweet us. My handle is @JoeSpiegel_Joe. My handle? That's what I call it, my handle?
You can tweet me at... You can send me a tweet at...
Tweet me at... You can follow me. Fuck off. All right.
Yeah, follow... You can follow me or tweet me at... Send a tweet to...
All right.
Follow. Follow would be better.
You can follow me on Twitter.
You can Twitter me.
You can follow me on Twitter @JoeSpiegel_Joe.
And for me, it is at...
What about you?
MPS5150, because I make it easy.
Yeah, you do.
Well, that's the end of the show. Thank you for listening. And please remember, share the podcast.
Hey.
What is it, Joe?
Yeah. You see that little button over there? Yeah?
Yes.
All you gotta
what
do?
Button?
The little share button.
Which button is that?
It says share.
Sometimes it's a little arrow that goes in a circle.
Regardless, it's there.
Or more.
So share.
Share. Share that podcast.
Click that shit. It's simple.
Please.
We do put some work into this. Not a lot. Not as much as we should. But still, all you have to do is click the share button.
Yeah. Click anything that says share. Like on our movie reviews, there's a Facebook share and a Google Plus. Pick one. We prefer Facebook, but you know.
Spread the love.
Help us grow.
Spread the love, and we will spread our legs open for you.
No, we won't.
I take showers.
Well, what is that one? Show the balls?
Open your balls.
Open your balls.
Shower, yeah. Share the show.
Share the hell out of it.
Share.
Give her some love. I sound like little Nick.
Have a good night.
This is the end. It's the end. Finito! The end, I tell you! We're all going to nibble the dust!
Or go fuck yourself.